KXAX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump on his way to the White House for a meeting with President Biden.
Despite their bitter rivalry, the White House is adamant that the American people need to see this, that this meeting is critical to underscoring the importance of a peaceful transition of power. As President Biden has said, this is how democracy works. Now, the president is also likely to use this opportunity to impress upon his successor several key issues, including the fight for Ukraine.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels telling NATO members that the U.S. will continue full funding of Ukraine until President Biden leaves office. President-elect Trump has named Pete Hegseth as the next defense secretary. His military experience, Army National Guard captain. His other experience, a host on Fox News. Trump has also tapped Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, which is not currently a government agency. The acronym DOGE is a nod to Musk's favorite crypto.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison officially has a budget. The $432 million plan for 2025 was passed last night by the Common Council. Originally, they had two proposals, one if the $22 million referendum passed, and one if it didn't, which included 5% in cuts across the board. They didn't need to make those cuts. But still, the work of the Independent Police Monitor was on the chopping block. The office was set to lose half its funding after fits and starts. The mayor's plan would have cut $197,000 of its $400,000 budget, but Alders managed to avoid that, finding $127,000 to keep it mostly afloat. They'll still have to deal with some cuts, including making a full-time data analyst who just started in September switch to part-time. Meanwhile, more threats and bullying are being called in to Wisconsin's school tip line. Derek Tritz reports.
Speak Up, Speak Out, or SUSO for short, has received more than 40% more tips since the previous school year. The Wisconsin Department of Justice released their annual report, which shows how many times threats or concerning behavior were reported to them. SUSO is a statewide threat reporting tip line available for all Wisconsin schools. Since SUSO's inception in 2020, bullying has consistently remained the number one tip. The tip line allows schools to be aware of these incidents and intervene early before things escalate and potentially become violent.
As it turns out, the Comeback Inn and the Essen House are still open. They were set to close as part of their redevelopment of East Wilson. They even had a final weekend celebration back at the end of August. But the development deal is taking a lot longer than they expected. It's still happening, it's just taking a while. The manager told the State Journal it could be months, even years. For now, they're getting 10 to 20 calls a day asking if they're still open. That means you're still able to visit for who knows how long. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least eight more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I felt pretty good last game.